Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So we're talking today on our latest thoughts about how to throw your own fabulous wine tasting. We're both thinking of doing this in the near future, and we might even do it together. One of the first thoughts that I have about this is I think everybody should Uber to the wine tasting.
Make a pledge.
Yeah, exactly. I think that would be so great. That way everybody can relax. And the wine tasting isn't about getting drunk, but it is about just feeling free to sample what you want to sample and not to have to worry. So that would solve problem A.
Years ago, I wrote a piece for Style Magazine about how to throw a wine tasting party. And so I had to do that. And we had a great time. And I decided for that particular event to choose a theme. I chose Italian wine and I asked people to bring a bottle between, I think, like $10 and $20. And then also asked them to bring a little like index card that just said, you know, the name of the wine, where it was from, if you had found any information on it that you thought people would like to know. And just we propped them up around the dining room. I made lots of food. It wasn't formal. We didn't vote on anything. It gave people who didn't know each other something to talk about. If you think you would like to do this at home and bring friends in, I'd say choose something. Like maybe Jonathan and I were actually talking about Chardonnay because it's something that we both haven't drunk a lot of in a while, and I would like to sort of revisit. And I would love to give the orders to my guests to bring Chardonnay from all over the world in different styles and at a certain price point.
And you could do the same thing with Cabernet Sauvignon if you were red wine drinkers instead of white wine drinkers.
Or pick two. So you can pick varietals, you can pick regions, you can do wines of France.
Dessert wines if you want, of which there's such a wide variety of things. It allows for conversation. It allows for everybody to get to know something different and everybody also to present their old friends to other people.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you have a good amount of food. And as Jonathan said, I think Uber's a great idea.
Everybody
unless
Ubers.
You have a non-drinking partner in your group and someone who's willing to drive everyone home, but it's a fun way to try a lot of wines.
And
it's a fun way for people to get to know each other.
And it's a good thing to do sort of before Thanksgiving if you're wondering, like, what am I going to serve my guests for Thanksgiving or what am I going to serve my guests for Christmas? This is a great way to try a whole bunch of things and to really learn a lot about them in an informal, non-threatening way. And the whole point of this is to enjoy yourself.
Boy, I would love to do one with champagne.
Ooh, that would be really
We have to
fun.
Have slightly deeper pockets to do that, and I don't always have that.
Or just sparkling wine in general.
Yeah. Oh, sparkling wine party. Let's do that.
Actually, that is a great idea because you could do everything from Prosecco to Cava to California wines to local sparkling wines to New Mexico Wow, that would be a great party.
All right, we're going to do it.
And it would look beautiful too because all the bottles are so attractive.
Let us know if you want to come.
Okay, excellent. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Sparkling wine party. Yeah, it's going to happen. We'll give you a report.